Unconditional love begins in me. Unconditional love begins in me. We're all interested in unconditional love. We're all interested in how unconditional love can be a benefit to us and be a benefit to our world. But have we ever stopped to think that unconditional love begins in me? It begins in each one of us. Because as we love ourselves, as we are unconditionally loving of that which we are, then that which we are expresses in our world. Our world is a reflection of who we are. So when we begin to work within ourselves, begin to know within ourselves who and what we are, we begin to love within ourselves who and what we are, then that unconditional love shines out into all the universe. It begins in me. It begins in you. It begins in the individual. The sooner we learn how to have unconditional love be something in our every thought, in our every deed, in our every action, in our every attitude, in our every value, then unconditional love will be the way in which the world is operated, because it is already. Sometimes it's too little unconditional love. Sometimes it's, you might say, overkill in unconditional love. But it's never too much. It's always just the right amount. And we would like to have it be the right amount all the time. We would like to have it be the right amount in every single attitude, in every single experience of our life. And when we have it be the right amount in every single attitude of our being, then wonderful things take place for us. It's just that simple, just that wonderful, just that magnificent. Now, how do we begin working with unconditional love beginning in me? How do we begin taking the attitude of unconditional love and then get to the very attitude of our life, the very value of our being, who we think we are? Well, do you like yourself? You should. If you don't, you will. Like yourself. Do nice things for yourself. Take care of yourself. Tell yourself all the wonderful things this world is. Tell yourself all the wonderful things that go on in this universe. Tell yourself what a happy person you are. Tell yourself what a joyful person you are. Tell yourself how wonderful the world is. That's being unconditionally loving of yourself and everyone in the world. Tell yourself that in this world, all things are divine. All things are magic. All things are wonderful. All things are good and very good. As you tell yourself this, and as I tell myself this, then all the experiences of my life are good and very good. As I tell myself this, everything that I know, everything I think, everything I do is wonderful and good. All the world is wonderful and good. All of life is wonderful and good. All is ideal because it is unconditionally loved by me. Yes. I begin by loving my thoughts. I say my thoughts are always loving. My thoughts are always positive. My thoughts are always uplifting. My thoughts are always beautiful. Sometimes we watch on television and on the videos stories about the history of the world, history of life. We still read the stories about the Wright brothers and how they developed the airplane, and Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and how they worked with their computers and conditions, and how they were challenging each other, and how this challenge that they were to each other helped them bring out the magic that they were. That's all. That's all. We don't need this negative input of what people are doing to be unconditionally loving. The young man who developed the television set, he developed this when he was 14 years old. He has no competition. He has a dream inside himself. He has a vision inside himself. He wrote it down. structure, and the science instructor says, yes, that is magic, that is wonderful, yes, you are a genius, you are fabulous. And of course, the boy was a genius, and he was fabulous, because he would not allow himself to think that he had the process of setting up a television type thing, setting up a tube that would have pictures in, beyond his imagination. He just dreamed it and went with it. He had unconditional love for himself to do whatever he wanted to do, and he did it, and he came up with it. And it could have totally been wonderful for him if he had done it with unconditional love. But he did it with a passion. He did it with the feeling that it was so terribly important to do it. And whenever we have something that's so terribly important, the importance of what we're doing takes over the realm of just being the genius that we are, the magic that we are. Because the man who created the wheel as a benefit to himself, as something he wanted to use, as something that was going to be helpful in his life and his affairs. Throughout life, with unconditional love, we do all these things, and we create all these things which are beneficial and helpful to us as we want to experience what we're doing. We want to experience better mousetrap. We want to experience radio, television. We want to experience all those things that are exciting and beautiful. But we can only experience them when we first unconditionally love ourselves and just let go and let it flow. As long as we look at the world as competition, as long as we look at the world as something that's challenging us, then we're not being unconditionally loved. My son, Mark, designed systems for his airplanes, his ultralight airplanes, and he did this as a teenager. He did this when he was in the Experimental Association, which he still is in, the EAA. And he did this for years and years and years, and different aerospace engineers would tell him to take his ideas and put them to work in their construction of the airplanes. And they would say, thank you, Kel. And Mark would say, good. I haven't the interest or talent to take it further, but you can, because you can apply it and you can use it. So use it. Never feeling that he should patent something or he should do this or that. He just left it open and free. And because of that, he has lived an unconditionally loving life. Because of that, his nature is unconditional love. Because of that, he lives who he is, and he's a happy fellow. You can be a genius too. You can express your genius in every way in your life if you choose. And as you express this genius, as you let it go, as you are unconditionally loving about yourself, then everything that you do is fun. Everything that you do is exciting. Everything that you do is rewarding. Everything you do is something that's very special. And very special because you're being you. You're being unconditionally loving of yourself. And then you take the next step. How can you be unconditionally loving to your world? Well, if you are unconditionally loving to yourself, you are going to be unconditionally loving to your world. It's just the way the ball bounces. It's just the way life is created. It's just the way things express themselves and always will express themselves. When we let go and let our unconditional love shine forth in all that we do, first from us, then truly we live in a peaceful, wonderful, healthy, wealthy, powerful, delightful world. And it's our world now. You know that it begins within. I know it begins within. And so we just let it begin within now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.